there was a lot of good things. I mean, I enjoyed the 4 years I stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
I missed them, you know, made a lot of good friends. But you, the neat thing about it, if you were sick, you know, you went to the infirmary and you may miss 2 days of school. If it was tonsillitis or whatever it was,
yeah.
You always had a written excuse, you know, you had a nurse on campus. So it was an enjoyable 4 years. I enjoyed it. I don't have any regrets from it.
Who are some, you were talking about Mr. Steele, and I thought that was funny. Because I've been trying to get memories of people that were there, maybe, that we haven't heard about. And first, let's talk about, other than teachers, is there like a cook or maybe a secretary or somebody that you got to know on campus that you have memories about? Anybody like that, any kind of faculty that were there on the campus with you?
Well, of course, Miss Beeman was, like I said, the nurse.
Uh-huh.
Ms. Strong, Berna Strong, was always in the office, and I worked under her for 4 years and
yeah.
had a real close relationship with her. Matter of fact, after Leslie and I married for years, while they were still alive, when we went to Florida, we'd go visit. We'd take Miss Beeman and Miss Strong out to eat.
Uh-huh.
I was trying. Well, Miss Stahl, we knew Irene Stahl was my freshman year. She was the head dorm mother and lived actually at Westover.
Mm-hmm.
And she had family there in Hyman.
Oh.
Richard, I can't think of, they lived in Frogtown. Boy, their names have just left me. But I'm not sure where Ms. Stahl was originally from, but her daughter, Helen, lived in Frogtown. And of course, her children, which was Ms. Stahl's grandchildren, would be on campus all the time, but
mm-hmm.
they actually went to, you know, Hyman High School. Pigmans, the Pigmans.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know if you remember any of those or not.
I know that name, but
yeah.
I don't know if I have any.
But they would all be older, even her children would be older than you. But Ms. Stahl was really, matter of fact, when Leslie and I married, and then Mrs. Hall was my house mother at Maystone Building, and when Leslie and I married, Ms. Hall and Mrs. Stahl came to the wedding. But now Ms. Hall always, as 4 years in high school, Ms. Hall always talked about coming to the country. And I'm trying to think what old Chevrolet that she had. It looked like it was brand new. But she would, a lot of times, her weekend off campus, and I don't know if that was once a month or whatever, she always came to Hazard. Well, I had no idea that she was Presbyterian and lived, you know, went to the Presbyterian Church here in Hazard, which is where I'm a member now and
uh-huh.
where my husband grew up. So when we announced our wedding and married here, Ms. Hall came because that's where she came on the weekend. But she actually went to Viper, I believe, where
okay.
she ended up. But she always
yeah.
talked about going to the country. And we were living in Hyman. I kept thinking, you know, I live in Decoy. That's country. You know,
yeah.
where is she going in Perry County? And it was actually Viper, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think you asked about being close to them. I felt like I was close to all of them. I mean, I
okay.
knew them on, you know, it was first name basis. But it was a big family. I mean,
yeah.
you know, we, on Friday nights, we folk danced. And it was just, and on the weekend, there were things to do. I mean, I think probably my younger brother, there wasn't that much. But by that time, McLean's were gone, so it
mm-hmm.
didn't. You didn't do that folk dancing and stuff. You didn't travel.
Yeah.
So I think some of that home atmosphere kind of maybe left those last few years. And I want to say that probably the last year, my youngest brother Dan Jr. may have lived at home because the roads were much better, and he may have commuted back and forth the last year, his senior year.
Okay.
He may not have lived on campus. But on the weekend, they provided things to do. And if you stayed on the weekend, you were required to go to church, either First Baptist, J.S. Bell, or you went to the Methodist Church. And I think that was really our choices.
Mm-hmm.
That was at Hyman then. I'm not sure if there's more. I know there was not a Catholic church in Hyman. There still
mm-hmm.
isn't. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Never will forget Geneva Moore. She wasn't a part of the settlement school, but Ms. Moore taught at Hyman, and she always had revival at her little church. I can just see it heading up toward where Benny Ray's clinic is on the right.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of the name of the church, but you always got points if you went
was
to
it Ivis?
Ivis.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Geneva Moore's. And she made no bones about it in her class. If she had revival, well, really the settlement students didn't really have a chance to go to that because, you know, you had to be chaperoned, you had to
right.
be taken. But if you went to her church or during her revival, you got a good grade or got good points. But it was kind of neat. I mean, you know, just things that you were a part of, and I don't think anybody really, you know, bucked it or refused to do some of those
mm-hmm.
things. I mean, it was, there were things that were good for you. Maybe they didn't think that at that time. But a lot of times we went to the mess just because the Baptist sometimes went over
past
the lunch
o'clock.
Hour. So a lot of times the students felt real fast, found out real fast. Methodist got out fast. But there was, we always had, Sunday was a big dinner at settlement school.
Uh-huh.
And there was like extra things. Miss Conley was a cook when I was there, I think all 4 years. And, of course, she is no longer living. But she did homemade rolls.
Mm.
I mean, it was like extra on Sunday. It was kind of a special day,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like sometimes we do at home nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of do a little something extra on Sunday or whatever. But it was a good 4 years.
Now, when you were talking about the high school a little bit, who were some teachers that were maybe kind of your favorites or ones that you remember that you had?
Probably Miss Combs. That would have been Pearl Combs' wife,
uh-huh.
Betty.
What did she teach?
English.
English, okay.
And she was good. And to this day, her favorite saying, and I guess probably one of the best English teachers I ever had, there were a lot of students that would end a sentence with a preposition. Like,
yeah.
Where is it at?
I always do that. People yell at me.
And she would say, behind the at. So, anyway, she probably was one of my favorite teachers. I did have Pearl Combs in algebra. I didn't really learn a lot my freshman year in algebra because I was in there with the basketball team.
Oh.
In the evenings, and they talked basketball. Pearl was a good guy, but, you know, that particular class it was full of basketball people.
Yeah.
My freshman year, I was actually put in algebra because, based on your eighth grade test,
okay.
And the kids at Decoy always scored high in math. It maybe had to do with Lionel was a good math teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think any of the kids from Decoy hardly ever went into, they have like a general math course or whatever. We went straight into algebra. Of course, my kids and Hazard has changed a lot over the years. Were able to take algebra in grade school, you know, on the high school
yeah.
level. I mean,
yeah.
Nia and I think Craig and Chris all went to Hazard High School and took it as an eighth grader.
Mm-hmm.
But we went straight into algebra, so we didn't take that general math course.
Okay.
But I was in my class in the evening happened to be the one with Pearl Combs' basketball crew, so sometimes they got off on basketball.
I'd say so. I guess that would happen if the coach was in there.
Exactly. But there was really some good instructors at Hyman, I think, then. And Hyman was really a county school. It wasn't, but everybody
right.
kind of thought of it as the town of Hyman as a city school. It really wasn't. But I do know that in even talking to Leslie after we married, a lot of the colleges would, you look at a school and they'd know, you know, that came out from a good high school. And Hazard, I guess, has always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were growing up, if you went to Hyman High School, you know, it was supposedly a decent, a good school.
Yeah.
And usually, you know, a lot of times they'll say nowadays, well, they'll take a C from that school over an A from some other school. You
mm-hmm.
know, and I think they looked at Hyman that way because there was some excellent teachers there.
So I guess how do you feel overall about the education you received after you went on to college?
You mean received after I left Hyman?
Yeah, like the education you got while you were in high school.
Oh, I think it was excellent. We had problems with foreign language teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything, I mean, I think that's not any different from any other county school.
Yeah.
At that time, you know, there were just, that field was not wide open like it
mm-hmm.
is now. And so they were always trying to recruit foreign language teachers. So I actually did not get a foreign language in high
oh, okay.
school. What ended up happening is they had one probably when I was a freshman, but they were trying to get the seniors, juniors and seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So they only let the upper-level students take that.
Okay.
And so I really missed out completely my class because when we were sophomores or juniors in that teacher, you know, they'd come and stay 2 years and move on.
Yeah.
So actually I did not get a foreign language. Now that was different from Hazard because I know my husband had, you know, 2 or 3 years of foreign language here. But overall, other than not having a foreign language, Hyman was always known as a good high school.
Okay. Well, I guess thinking, you've told me a lot of really useful things, especially because I've been focusing on talking to people that graduated in 40 and back, and so I've had that whole group of people that I've talked to.
So you haven't really talked that many in my age group?
Not many at all, a couple. I've talked to one lady that graduated in 72, and a couple of people that graduated in the 50s, but you're the only person graduating in the 60s. And the thing that's neat is a lot of things are the same. Maybe not, like you said, you still had to work, not as much as they would have had to in 1940, of course.
Right.
But a lot of things and a lot of the values are still the same, it sounds like to me. And, I mean, why do you think that is, or how do you feel about that, the fact? Because it is a lot different. You went to public school, but you lived in a private place. You had chores to do. You had the devotion thing,
right,
which is not really something that goes on now. I mean, how important do you think that was?
I think it was very important, and I think it'd be nice to still see some of that. I think this day and time, so many of our families have, both parents, moms and dads, have to work.
Right.
And I think you lose a lot of that when the child does not have some of that upbringing. And settlement school, when they came in there, if they hadn't had that, they got it when they got to settlement school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think this day and time, so many of us probably, I don't, but a lot of people do expect the schools to do all these things. And if they haven't been taught anything at home, you can't do it in 6 hours in the classroom, you know. And I'm talking about grade school and high school. And my daughter comes home and talks about how rude some children are, and I said, you know, we respected, you know, the teachers. We weren't allowed to do those things.
Yeah.
And now with rights and all these things, and, you know, you just, it's just very different to what it was when I was growing up. But we've always tried to instill that in their children that, you know, you don't do that. You know, you treat people with respect, and you may disagree with them, and you can do that. But I just think that had a lot to do with the students that came out of the Hyman Settlement School with what they offered us over there.
Yeah.
And like I say, we didn't have a choice. You know, I mean, if you were going to be there, you abided by those rules. If you didn't, you packed your bags and, you know, went home.
Yeah.
And I mean, people went there. That doesn't mean to say that there wasn't people that came and couldn't abide by it.
Yeah.
And they got sent home. You know, they just didn't tolerate it. So as far as preparing us for going away to school, I think it was an excellent education. I really do.
Well, looking back on it now, what kind of, I guess, and you've probably answered this through other questions, but what kind of impact has the Hyman Settlement School had on your life overall? I mean, because you had so many different experiences and you lived there for 4 years. I mean, I guess what would be the big impact it's had on your life?
I don't know even how to start that. You know, it was my life for 4 years, and I think it made me probably what I am today. What else do? I'm kind of lost for words. I don't really know how to answer that, except I appreciate it.
Yeah. Was there anything I haven't maybe asked you about that you thought of while we've been talking? I've been kind of asking general questions, but I always like to see if there's anything maybe I've left out that people would want to share or they think would be important.
Well, it seems like we've touched on a lot of things.
Yeah, I know. That's what's hard about it.
I can't even think right off. I mean, I think all of my brothers and sisters had a good experience and, you know, enjoyed it. It would be nice if students had, and then that's probably what I have pushed for my kids to live in a dorm in college, because I think that's part of growing up. And a lot of kids, there's nothing wrong with local community colleges, but you don't get to grow up and share that experience living in a dorm with somebody. So I see that as that I really grew up fast in the school.
That is true.
You know, you didn't have a choice. I mean, at 13, 14 years old, if you went away from home, you grew up whether you wanted to or not.
Yeah. So. That's true. I'm going to turn this off.